Hello, and welcome to the Workforce Management Podcast. I'm Robert Scally, Senior Online Editor of Workforce Management Magazine and Workforce.com. New York-based staff writer Jeremy Smird recently traveled to India, where he encountered a workforce in transition. The Indian workforce no longer sells itself as the low-cost provider. Instead, it wants to be an international business partner.
3 weeks, four cities, more than 20 companies, and dozens of interviews. Workforce Management Magazine sent me, Jeremy Smird, to report on the state of the Indian workforce and what that means for American companies and the American workforce. The result of my reporting can be read in the August 20th edition of Workforce Management and online at workforce.com through stories, pictures, and podcasts. In this podcast, I'll give you a quick overview of what I've learned. My reporting took me first to New Delhi. Then, by plane, I headed south to Hyderabad. Then, further south, by overnight train, I went to Bangalore, and finally, to the port city of Chennai, formerly known as Madras. In a sense, every big city contains the same mix of low-end and high-end outsourcing. Certain industries, though, are concentrated in particular cities. Chennai, for instance, is called the Detroit of India because of its booming car industry. Bombay, now known as Mumbai, is New York City on steroids. It is the financial capital of the country. Bangalore and Hyderabad have a decidedly more high-tech industry focus, mainly because of an abundance of talented software engineers. Glistening glass and granite office parks abound. The real difference between cities is infrastructure and the availability of talent, which is a constant source of stress for human resource executives. HR in India is a hot profession with a lot of status. Like the dot-com boom in the U.S. a decade ago, the popular press has glamorized the war for talent, and the HR executive is at the center of it all. The country's growth is fast. It's too fast to be neat and orderly. Those are two words I'd never associate with India. And yet, the success of large IT outsourcing companies like Wipro and Infosys has been based on order and taking a systematic approach to things like recruiting and training. Even the work they do has been broken down into its processes. If there's any word to sum up the feeling in India today, it's ambition. Indians believe they can be more than just a low-cost center for back-end work. This ambition is a palpable change from when I was first in India 10 years ago. The trains still break down. Startup airlines catering to the huge increase in business travel have clogged airports, and delays are common. But software engineers no longer ask whether I can get them a visa to the United States. The result is a generation of young Indians entering the workforce without a sense that their country is inferior. They are incredulous, in fact, when you say, "You speak English well." They say, "Should I not?" Indian culture is conservative, though. People are humble, authority is respected. And so while Indians may feel hopeful in their ability to compete on a global scale, they are not haughty. Talk to Indians and they believe innovation will still come from the West, where the emphasis is on the individual and originality. But when it comes to cloning processes, the large, highly trained and process-driven Indian workforce believes it has the edge. For Workforce Management Magazine, I'm Jeremy Smird.
That's all for this time. Thank you for listening. This podcast is copyright 2007 by Workforce Management Magazine and Crane Communications Incorporated. Thank you.